It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, many people believe that really eating disorders affect mainly white females, younger females. Well, that is really not always the case. My guest is Brian Cuban. He's a lawyer, activist, talk show host. And so, Brian, you've had your own battle. This is something that people don't discuss, male eating disorders. But in my opinion, in this day and age of media and airbrushing and men everywhere with their shirts off and on the beach, you know, and all this probably started with David Hasselhoff way back when. Is there pressure on men as well to feel like they, because women, we've always had this, but is there this pressure on men?
Absolutely. Although my personal pressure didn't come from the media as we know it today, because back when I was going through my battles, you know, starting in the late 70s and early 80s, you didn't have the internet. I was comparing myself to people I saw every day. And that's still a battle I have. You know, because a lot of what I went through had its roots in some pretty substantial bullying over being a heavy kid. So I began to compare myself growing up to the kids I saw that were popular and good shape. And my mindset immediately became, how can I be like them? How can I be popular? You know, and then it's like, boom, I have to be thin.
Now, did you tell anybody, Brian, about bullying when it was going on for you?
I did not. Back in the baby boomer era, you had really defined roles much more than you have today. You know, the mother role and the father role. And I really, it was just too shameful, and I was too ashamed of myself to really tell anyone. So I internalized it. And I was afraid of being talked down to and bullied even more if I talked about it.
Because
your mind plays a lot of tricks with you as a child.
Well, and I think that girls, you know, if we get bullied by somebody, and girls can be really mean and tough, and, you know, we're more likely to talk. We talk all the time about everything. But boys, it would seem, should we look for signs? Let's start with that very quickly. Should we look for signs in our children, especially our males right now, of bullying, to see if something like this could possibly become an issue?
Absolutely. If your child is being bullied and it's internalized and there is no outlet that he or she feels comfortable with, whether it's school, whether it's the parents, you internalize those things, it's going to pop up somewhere in his life, whether it's as a teen or as an adult, probably in a destructive behavior or a negative eating behavior or something of the like, drug addiction. And so it's important to bring these things out. The problem you have is adults, at least in my experience, they look at this based on their own life experience. So they really don't know how to talk about it. And, you know, they don't know how to bring out maybe the shame that a child may be feeling.
So how does eating disorder manifest itself for a male? You know, we've seen a million TV shows, after school specials, about girls and Karen Carpenter and all the different things that girls go through. Does it differ the way it manifests itself? How did it manifest itself for you?
Well, I can tell you exactly how it manifested itself with me. I remember the exact date. I remember exactly when it happened. I was a 18-year-old freshman at Penn State. I had a terrible self-image already. The buddings of body dysmorphic disorder, and I was standing in my dorm room. I had just moved in for the fall, and I made eye contact with a young, pretty, redheaded, curly-haired girl. I smiled at her. She smiled at me, and then she turned to her friends and goes, "That guy's ugly," and said it a couple times. You know, I don't know who heard it, but to me, the whole world heard it, and it was right then that I said, you know what? I'm going to take control in the only way I can, and I'm going to starve myself. That was right then and there that I transformed from, you know, just a terrible body image into an eating disorder mindset.
And so, and that's just awful.
Right there.
And I imagine that that is more common than any of us even realize. That little sideways comment, or "Oh my God, look at her tush," or any of those things that kind of come out. And for you, it took a dark turn. So, what did you do? When did you realize that this was an issue, and what did you do about it?
Well, there were a lot of other problems involved. It turned in, you know, eating disorders also. There was also drug addiction. And it took me getting to a very low point where I almost died to finally say, you know what, I don't have another look into the abyss. I have to take control. And it really was that simple. I knew that one more time, whether, you know, continuing with the eating disorder, continuing, you know, there was drug addiction involved, and I would either die or I would also lose my family, you know, because family can love you unconditionally, but the desire to watch you tear yourself apart has limits. So it was really that simple, where I decided that I was not going to live another year if I did not make changes.
And were you down to a really, you know, deathly weight? Was there a really scary weight that you got down to?
There was a point where I had gone from about 260 down to the 170s, which may seem like a great, you know, say, hey, that's great. But I'll tell you what, it was a brutal ride that I wouldn't wish on anyone. And there was bulimia involved. There was dehydration. I have permanent heart problems now as a result.
That's just awful. But, you know, I certainly applaud for all the help that you got. And as you said, the limits that family can tolerate only go just so far. So did you go seek help at a center, someplace like that? For the parents listening out there, Brian, for the people listening, give them your best advice for where to go for help. I mean, do you start on the internet and start looking up male eating disorders? Because it is almost something I can see that people might whisper about. Ooh, my son or my brother has an eating disorder. It's just not something you typically hear about men going through.
And it's not. In my first trip, well, it wasn't specifically for eating disorders. My first step was counseling, psychiatric counseling, which I'm still in, you know, to deal with these issues. And I think for a parent, it's good to seek outside help even before you talk to your child. Maybe you know people who know treatment providers in the area. Maybe you do a little, you know, internet research, or, you know, you don't want to be your own doctor. But again, the problem I see is you start questioning your children and you don't know how to deal with their shame because you're basing it on your own life experiences, which aren't theirs. Which may be a little more structured, and you just don't know how to deal with that. So I think it's good to go out and do your research, talk to doctors, even contact some clinics, the treatment providers, rehab clinics that specialize in this. It doesn't mean you have to tell your children about that. It means you have to educate yourself, because you can't talk to your children about this unless you understand what they're going through.
And in the last minute, Brian, give your best advice for people listening on looking for signs of bullying, or if you've gotten this in this world of childhood obesity epidemic, these are kids that are more likely to get bullied. So give us your best advice on ways to watch for that.
My advice can only come from my personal experience, and children do not isolate for no reason. Okay. If your child is isolating from friends, from you, spending time by him or herself, there's a reason behind that, and there's probably, and it could be very well related to bullying, it could be very well related to self-image issues. You need to find out if your child is isolating, you need to deal with that, find out why, and if you don't feel competent to bring out the right words, you know, get some help, you know, talk to some counselors, talk to some clinics, and find out how to talk to your children about that.
Find out how to talk to your children about that. And as Brian Cuban said, from his own experience, if your children are isolating themselves, that's probably not normal. Look for signs that your child is getting bullied and possible signs that they may even have an eating disorder, male or female. It's something we all have to take very seriously. And of course, we really want to keep our children and our loved ones healthy. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Let's all stay well.